This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Daksha Ben Patel, D-A-K-S-H-A-B-E-N, last name Patel, date of birth November 25, 1955, new paragraph. Patient's in for Dr. Rishikesh Ranjitha, MD. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Rishikesh, thank you for this referral. This 69-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies, symptoms, main symptoms of extreme weakness, ongoing for last several months, history of present illness. The patient had bleeding at the Atlanta airport about 2-3 months ago. She had several blood clots that she passed. Subsequently, she stayed weak for some time. However, she got better. But she continues to have some weakness. She saw her primary care physician, where she had a CBC, which showed her hemoglobin to be 9.8, hematocrit was 32.8, RDW was 14.7, MCV was 69. There is no iron study here, so I don't know whether her iron is low at this point. Two paragraph. Past medical history. Patient had history of coronary artery disease. In 2008, she had cardiac arrest, requiring CPR lasting for 18 minutes. She had several, shocks. Eventually, she came back. Then she had angioplasty. Since then, she says her heart is okay. She had bilateral knee replacement in 2001. She also had a hip replacement. Her past medical history also include hysterectomy in 2000 for fibroid uterus, and patient had has had hypertension last several years, and she has been on carvedilone and losartan for that. She also takes baby aspirin. She never had blood transfusion. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 5 feet tall, weighing 154. Blood pressure today is high as 188/103. Normocephalic, IC-NT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremity did show 2 to 3 plus petal edema, mostly on the right side. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, anemia. Diagnosis 2, extreme weakness, secondary to above. Diagnosis 3, uncontrolled hypertension. Recommendations, will draw CBC, CMP, iron, ferritin, and hemoglobin A1C. Meanwhile, I have placed her on oral iron fusion once daily. She is planning to go to see her son for next 2-3 months. I had advised her to have a colonoscopy because she had a huge GI bleed about 2-3 months ago. So once I get the lab, we could make further recommendations. Thank you. This is a consultation on Daksha Ben Patel, PATEL. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Rishikesh. Thank you.